Chapter 6. Circle Healing Prayer. When he arrived home, without even changing his clothes, Arthur rushed to Alice.
"My love, I know how to help you," he exclaimed.
Alice immediately cried with joy at seeing Arthur again.
"Don't reassure me," she told him. "If you stay with me, I don't need anything else. I accept this test from God."
He knelt down and kissed her feet.
"We are going to be all right. Know this."
Then Alice showed him how she makes a journal to communicate ideas that are important to people.
"Write an article," Arthur asked her, "that you will create an eco-settlement in the place of power, where we will protect ourselves and our children from the corrosive influence of the Dark Ones through television. And we will live, improving spiritually, creating a space of love around us, realizing God."
He told his beloved all that he had experienced in the cave and what he had learned from Prajna. Alice was glad for him and happy that he was with her again. The next day, Arthur and Ruslan gathered all the people they knew from Lyria and Naya's group, as well as other people who were not indifferent to spirituality, in one of the halls of the cultural center. Arthur went on stage and told people about his journey. Ruslan occasionally added to his story.
"Prajna told me an amazing method of realizing any desire, any good intention. She said that together, a group of like-minded people is a great power. And if you unite the energy of the people of the group in one aspiration, you can solve any problem. The main thing is to tune in together to one goal and to wish very strongly that it will be realized, praying to God. And if it will be sincere, from the heart, with faith and strong emotions, the common energy of the group will create a phantom that will realize their intention."
Arthur put people in a circle and showed them how to hold hands. He told them the story of Alice, showed her photo, and asked them to tune in to help her. They began to cultivate a common intention by repeating the healing mantra, Dajita, given by Prajna. For an entire hour, they prayed and tuned in with tears in their eyes. And, oh, a miracle! At that very time, Alice felt a powerful wave of energy pass through her body. She felt the heat and vibration, and then she began to feel her legs. After the circle healing prayer, Arthur rushed to Alice without even saying goodbye to the group. And when he saw her in her wheelchair, he was stunned.
"How come?" he exclaimed in anger. "Did the ritual not work and you'll be crippled forever?"
Arthur wept with despair and hopelessness.
"No, that's not so. Calm down, honey," Alice said with a smile. "I sat there and suddenly I felt a wave go down my spine. And I could feel my legs and I could even wiggle my toes."
Arthur rushed to her feet and began kissing her feet.
"We're going to do another ritual, and it's going to help you. It will," Arthur kept saying.
The next day, he and Ruslan began to gather the people again, telling them what a wonderful effect their first group prayer had had. However, not everyone wanted to come again. Some were disappointed and told him,
"Well, it doesn't mean anything. It's not like she's back on her feet. We knew it wouldn't help. We didn't want to waste time on it. But most of us decided to get together."
This time, Alice wanted to attend the ritual herself. Ruslan gave them a ride in his car. Arthur lifted Alice in his arms, and they entered the hall, with Ruslan behind them carrying her stroller. The girl was seated in the center of the circle, and the people in the group began to perform a ritual, praying and repeating the healing mantra Dajita, directing their energy to Alice and bringing down the divine flow. Suddenly, in the middle of the ritual, Alice stood up from her chair. The people present gasped. Arthur immediately ran up and grabbed her hand happily.
"My love, have you recovered? Can you walk now?"
"No, not yet," she answered with a smile. "I can still feel weakness in my legs, but I felt again as if an electric shock went through my spine and legs, and I realized that I could stand up."
Here, she leaned on Arthur's arm and sat back in her chair.
"Thank you, people, for helping me,"
Alice said warmly.
I am grateful for this difficult situation, for it has opened my eyes to life, and this was the smallest payment for the great revelation I received. I used to consider myself a spiritual person, but secretly, even afraid to admit it to myself, I was more attached to my partner, to my career, to my well-being. And then I saw that I could lose it all in a moment, that it did not belong to me, that God gives it all, and everything depends on Him. And I realized that this situation arose because I had put other things above God. I didn't give serious importance to my development. I was looking for happiness outside of myself. But that was self-deception. And now, in this situation, I began to pray, to cultivate sublime emotions and love for everything with the help of holy chants. And I felt great grace and happiness in my heart. And now, no one can take this state away from me, for it depends only on my attunement to the highest. And even after the death of the physical body, this jewel will remain with me in the post-mortem. And I urge you, my dear ones, to see, by my example, the impermanence, the fragility of everything in this world. Gather the treasure in your heart. The jewel is in the union of your soul with God. People listened to Alice in fascination, and Arthur looked at his beloved with awe and admiration, prayerfully holding his hands. As she spoke, a spiritual light flowed from her, illuminating the souls of all the people present. Tears were streaming down the faces of many of them, and their souls were illuminated with the true understanding of life. Arthur and Ruslan gathered people several more times for this spiritual practice, and finally, Alice began to walk. There was no limit to the joy of her friends and gratitude to God, and the whole group was happy that they were able to help Alice in her grief.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org.